Well, Merry Christmas from Natural News and the Health Ranger, or Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday that you celebrate. I celebrate Christmas, and so since we're all off work, so to speak, I mean, our warehouse operation is shut down for the week. All of us are getting a little bit of rest, which is great, and our employees get to spend time with their families for the Christmas holiday. So thank you for your support. All this entire year, you've had tremendous support for us and our mission, our ongoing publishing and various projects. I was just going to give you a quick update of what you've helped build and what we have coming next year. You know, not only is Brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube, doing very well, gaining a lot of new channels, a lot of new subscribers and viewers. It's growing slowly and steadily, which is exactly the way we wanted it to grow. I mean, it's hard to handle explosive growth without a lot of venture capital. And we don't work with venture capital, so because we don't want to give up control to some, I don't know, a bunch of VC people. So we're growing slowly and steadily, which is perfect. You can use that platform, share videos there. We have a lot of new features coming, so be sure to check that out. Brighteon.com, it's like the word bright, E-O-N.com. And then, of course, coming up very soon, within a couple of weeks, we're launching the beta version of webseed.com, which is the new search engine for natural health, holistic health information. You know, it's the Google alternative for health, because Google has censored now basically every website that questions the safety of vaccines or questions the safety of GMOs or pesticides or talks about the dangers of 5G or geoengineering or fluoride or what have you. All that information has been censored, even off Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter. So we're building new infrastructure, and webseed.com is the new destination for truthful information on all those topics. Now, at first, and by the way, it's going to be launching probably the first half of January, looks like now, in a beta mode. And we'll be taking suggestions of what websites you want to add to our index there. And then we'll be manually adding more websites to the index to grow it over time. Give it a couple of months, and it will be it'll have millions of documents in it to search from. From, I don't know, hundreds, maybe a few thousand different websites over time. We'll have many of the big sites right away, just automatically in there. Of course, Natural News, and we're also indexing Mercola.com and some other of the more authoritative websites like Green Med Info and so on that have written about health topics, Children's Health Defense, Alliance for Natural Health, ANH USA, and so on. At the same time, we're taking suggestions for other websites, so you can recommend those once the site launches. You'll be able to put in your suggestions there, and we'll take a look at those sites for possible inclusion in our index. So that's coming up as well. I've got a free video coming out that a lot of people have been anticipating. It's how to make your own anti-cancer medicine. And one of the things I'm doing over the Christmas break here is I'm spending some time at my lab filming that video, the process of how to make your own anti-cancer medicine and some of the discussion that goes along with it and so on. So I'll be releasing that video pretty soon. I don't know the exact date. It goes hand in hand with a patent application. I'm patenting the process as a way to disclose it. It's a way to protect it, but also sort of give it away to the world, because a patent prevents some other corporation from trying to own it and prevent you from using it. Once I patent it, the process of how to make this natural medicine yourself will be recorded in the U.S. Patent Office, which is kind of cool. So patents can be used that way. By the way, a lot of people don't realize it, but patents can be used to actually share information if that's your intention, and to protect it. It's almost kind of a hack open source release of information, even though it's not technically open source. If the person who owns a patent publicly declares that they have no intention to enforce the patent, then basically how it works is just sharing information publicly. Patents have no value unless someone chooses to enforce them, and only the patent holder can enforce it. So I'm declaring in advance that I will not enforce that patent. In fact, I want to share that information with the world. In any case, that's just one of many contributions that we have to make in 2020 and beyond. And with your support, we're able to do that. And that's the role. Things are shifting here at Natural News and the Health Ranger Store, and just even in my own life. My role has shifted to one of sharing information, documenting wisdom and knowledge, sharing that knowledge, and also building systems that help connect people to knowledge that's endangered because it's being suppressed and censored by the tech giants. We're now living in an era of endangered knowledge. That's a key phrase that I'll be using throughout 2020 and beyond. So it's worth thinking about that. Endangered knowledge. We talk about endangered species that are dying out, but what about human knowledge? You know, there's a lot of knowledge that was never written down in any book. It's not on a DVD anywhere. It was just on the internet. And yet the tech giants are now systematically purging the internet of that information and demonetizing the websites that host that information, causing information to be lost. And that is to the detriment of humanity. And that's something that I'm working against in order to preserve knowledge and wisdom and share it with the world and help people find tools to connect with knowledge. You know, search engines like Google, which originally started with the slogan, don't be evil, were originally created to organize the world's knowledge. Now their mission is to suppress the world's knowledge and to monopolize human consciousness and force people into very narrow shoeboxes of false information, false facts, false history, false narratives. That's the entire purpose now of Facebook and Google and Twitter and even the mainstream media. It's all about creating a false theater for your mind. The world that you're living in, if you rely on those sources of information, is not the real world. You already know that, of course. That's why you look outside those sources to alternative news and information like Natural News and Censored.News, Brighteon.com, and so on, and the new upcoming Webseed.com. In any case, that's just a quick overview. You know, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all of you, and I wanted to thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your financial support. Thank you for your moral support as we have gone through another year of intense attacks and threats, death threats and violent threats and everything. It's getting a lot worse, but our sales were actually higher than last year. Even despite all the censorship, we are actually doing well thanks to your support. And as long as you support us, we are going to continue to pursue our mission for humanity and expand it as we can. That's our mission. That's our goal. That's what we're here for. That's become very clear. The longer I have been alive, the more it's been clear why God put me on this earth. And it's pretty evident at this point, and I'm doing exactly what I'm here to do. You know, it's a prayer answered to live a life with purpose in alignment with your divine purpose. And so I'm very blessed to be able to live that life and pursue this mission for human knowledge, awakening, awareness, protecting lives, all the things that we do. So I thank you for your support. Again, Merry Christmas. I'm taking a few days off. I appreciate your support. Take care.